Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, last night we saw two teams sent home packing. Cancun or Galveston, that later in the show.
Indeed.
The Oklahoma City Thunder finished off the New Orleans Pelicans 97-89.
Sweep city. Out with but a whimper.
And then in the nightcap on TNT, you had the Denver Nuggets finish off the Los Angeles Lakers 108-106.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
Timeout by the Lakers. They got to go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot. No! Zero's on the clock. The Nuggets advance.
Jamal Murray does it again. Another game winner for Jamal Murray as the Lakers bow out of the playoffs 4-1. The gentleman's sweep.
Indeed. Which, congratulations, Lakers. You managed to get one win off the Nuggets in 13 games.
I think pretty clear now, too. Jamal Murray, the best player in the league, to have never made an all-star team.
Yeah, I think it's right pretty easy. It's also
a lot of that's because, you know, the West has been so guard-heavy for so long.
Not just that. His regular season performances aren't good.
No.
Like, that's he averages like 17-6.
He's like a Curt Schilling.
Just turns it on.
He's just Curt Schilling of basketball.
Minus the right wing stuff.
I don't know. I don't want to step on his toes. We didn't know that about
Jamal Murray.
We didn't know that about Curt Schilling when he had the bloody sock. All right, so Jamal Murray, he's got plenty of time to let that come out, and you know that's his choice. He's Canadian, though.
Yes, he is Canadian.
He is Canadian.
Yeah. Also has a dumb.
So probably
nickname.
A nice guy.
He's what?
Has a dumb nickname.
What's his nickname?
Blue Arrow.
That is very dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Dumb, da dumb, dumb, dumb.
Why is he the Blue Arrow?
Like, that's a terrible DC Comics character.
The Green Arrow knockoff.
Yeah. Wait, Green Arrow is a thing?
Yeah, Green Arrow's a DC comic.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, well, that was good by you.
Well, I knew there was Green Lantern.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it Blue Arrow? Just to be...
People are dumb.
He played for Kentucky, and he shoots from deep. Yeah, it's dumb.
It's Don't do that.
Real quick note on the Thunder Pelican series.
Sure.
Brandon Ingram went out super sad. 2 of 14.
Ouch.
2 of 14.
You know, I read this today and I was very surprised. You know Zion Williamson? Mm-hmm. You know who he is?
Yeah.
He is the only lottery pick from the 2019 draft to have never played in a playoff game. The only lottery pick from the 2019 draft that has not played in a playoff game. Zion Williamson.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it was a pretty decent draft, but not great. Yeah, you have... So, PJ Washington, obviously, this year with Dallas.
Yes.
Harrow.
Yes.
Langford must have with Boston early on. Cam Johnson with the Suns, Cam Reddish with the Lakers, Rui with the Lakers, Coby White. They made the playoffs with the Bulls. They did play-in game, but did they make the
last year?
No, because they lost to Miami. 2 years ago. So it must have been then. Jarrett Culver is an interesting one.
What's a Jarrett Culver?
Yeah, you're a really bad pick. Really bad pick.
Well,
Garland for sure. DeAndre Hunter. The Hawks made the run. Barrett must have done it with the Knicks there. And then obviously John and Zion.
Coby White, 2021-22. He played Bulls in five games.
Yeah, there you go.
In the playoffs.
Okay. So yeah. A lot of like bad, not great picks for, you know, Jackson Hayes, obviously, with the Pels and the Lakers. But yeah, it's weird. A lot of these are Lakers. Jackson Hayes, Rui, Cam. Like that's
well, yeah, but
collecting broken Infinity Stones.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't find Culvert in what playoff series he was in.
I think Neil Olshay's ears just perked up.
Yeah, no, redraft candidate, 100%.
Excuse me.
He must have gotten on the floor for Memphis? Okay. Yeah, Memphis in 21-22.
All right, yeah. Zion Williamson, only 2019 lottery pick to not make the playoffs or appear in the playoffs. His teams have. He has not.
Here's a crazy thing. Jarrett Culver, 144 games he's played in.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson, 184. 40 more games. Twice as many minutes, but 40 more games. That's it. Which, you know, you look at most games played in that class. Grant Williams, 364. Twice as many as Zion.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Brandon Ingram, he's probably gone.
If I was going to bet money on any quote-unquote star being traded this summer, it's him.
Okay, now that leads us to a poll question that we have up at Danny and Dusty on social medias here. Which team has been the most disappointing in the playoffs this season? We are giving you four selections, two which have already been eliminated, two which are on the brink of elimination, and we could see them doing their 1-2-3 Cancun tonight. You have the Suns, which are out, bounced by the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Lakers, which got bounced last night by the Denver Nuggets. The 76ers, which play in Madison Square Garden tonight with a 3-1 hole to the Knicks. And then the Milwaukee Bucks, which are facing elimination against the Indiana Pacers in Milwaukee.
It is a runaway so far.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Suns.
Suns. Suns.
By staggering margins.
Yeah.
I think with the Bucks, you can go, yeah, they're injured. Like, is it disappointing? Sure. But Dame and Giannis healthy, I still think they run through Indiana.
But, okay.
Even after the regular season, I think you run through them.
I think that this is one where you look at and you go, absolutely. The Phoenix Suns, when you have Bradley Beal, Devin Booker.
Look like a corpse.
Kevin Durant. You are a playoff team that you should make a run. But when I look at what they did during the regular season, I sit there and I go, why should there have been expectations on this team with how beat up they were? And then when they finally got together in those few games, like really, was it? It was less than 30 games. Or
they played
was
about 40 together.
Just over, yeah.
Yeah, like 42, I think is how many games they played together.
So barely half the year. Season. And you were sitting there going, this looks clunky. It doesn't look
I mean,
right.
They had a decent, I think they were, when they are all together, I think they had like a 64% winning percentage, which is good.
But we never really saw it.
Yeah. But yeah, you didn't, in game four, when they get swept, Book and KD combined, I believe, for 84 points and 11 assists. And they still couldn't win. So it lets you know the Beal trade was a disaster. Nurk, I think he played 14 of 48 fourth quarter minutes in the series. So he wasn't on the floor in the fourth quarter. Basically, every move they made was bad.
Yes. You know who they could
have used? Grayson Allen being hurt actually hurt them.
Yeah.
Like
they could have used like a Tumani Kamara type.
And a DeAndre Ayton.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's just untenable relationship wise. But
yeah,
the Suns, like anybody pitching Laker propaganda works at the four letter and either lives in LA or lives in New York. Nobody in their right mind, it was like, well, it was the most competitive gentleman's sweep. Brother in Christ, they've lost 12 of 13 to that team.
Well, and it was like
the only other people to say it was a competitive gentleman sweep are Trailblazers fans.
No, that was a sweep.
The idea
the
that...
The Warriors was a sweep.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The idea that you have the Lakers, and they popped the graphic up, and like it was sad
time
to
led.
See the running clock, yeah. Where it was like 142 minutes mm-hmm. in 48 seconds. Like the amount that they led during mm-hmm. that series, people were like, see?
Those people, the Nuggets could just turn it on.
That those people have obviously never seen the Denver Nuggets play a playoff game. Because that is what they do. Like I said it on Twitter last night. They Rocky Balboa. Mm-hmm. Like they just get their face beat in mm-hmm. for three quarters and they're like, all right, time to go.
Yeah.
And that
one 8-minute spurt. That's it.
But that is what they do. Mm-hmm. That's what they did last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That is how they operate, and that's where they feel the most comfortable because every other team feels wildly uncomfortable playing that way.
Yeah, and the thing is, the KD Warriors skewed our brains of like what playoff domination looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you just mop the floor with everybody, and you're like, so that's domination. No, that's heresy. Like that's not supposed that group is not supposed to ever be on the court together.
Yeah.
This is what normal dominance looks like. It's a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. Like you looked at what LeBron did last night. LeBron finishes last night with 30, 11, and 9 with four steals, shooting above 50% from the field, 40% from three. You cannot ask more from an in-prime star in their 20s, and the man is 39.
LeBron James.
Indeed. And you probably saw the end of this Lakers era last night. And the Nuggets made it look easy.
I love Los Angeles!
That's the insane thing. It was like, oh, it's so competitive. This is great basketball. Sure, it was to an extent, but it was like the Nuggets had it in cruise control, and all of a sudden they hit the hill, and they're like, fine. And they put the pedal down to get the RPMs up, and it's not like this miraculous thing. They're just doing things you expect them to do. Aaron Gordon grabbed an offensive rebound. Let me put on my shocked face. Oh, Jokic grabbed an offensive rebound and a putback and spun over two people and scored. Oh my God, I've never seen that before. Michael Porter Jr. hit clutch threes. Jamal Murray hit a clutch shot. Oh my God. I got to get out my pen and paper and go to the throwback days and put ink on paper because I've never seen. Oh, wait. I've seen this story a million times.
You know what team I think on this list probably deserves some more votes here? The Philadelphia 76ers. Because Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid is banged up. He is hurt. Dude is performing out of his gourd right now. Like, he is playing above what he should be doing. But the way that they were framed heading into this playoff run was that when Embiid is there, they are a title contender. They don't look anywhere close to a title contender. No. It is Joel Embiid, who looks amazing for being on one very large leg.
Yes.
And then Tyrese Maxey, who is doing stuff.
He's been really good.
But it's not like conducive to, like when you say Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., what those guys are doing
is just
in the clutch moments, yeah. The plays that they make that are winning plays, mm-hmm. You're not seeing that from Tyrese Maxey. And you're not seeing
third.
It from anybody no. else. On
Tobias
that.
Harris is a ghost. That's
and Nick Batum had a game.
Yeah, and this thing is, The scuttlebutt around the NBA is Paul George's contract not being signed yet and him possibly ending up in Philadelphia.
Okay, that would be very
like
good.
If Joel Embiid has Paul George to lean on and Tyrese Maxey is your third guy and yeah. Tobias Harris is gone, that's a pretty nasty team if Embiid can stay healthy.
And then
that's
we have the Milwaukee Bucks on this poll as well, and they are currently in second place. 73% is the Phoenix yeah. Suns, which rightfully so.
Yeah.
Good on smart. We got a lot of smart folks.
Sure.
Voting on the Twitters. The Bucks are sitting here in second place with 19.2% of the vote so far. And the thing about Milwaukee that makes it so disappointing is the injuries, right? We knew that it would be a long road to hoe without Giannis Antetokounmpo. We weren't expecting Giannis to be back in this series, even though they kind of floated it early. It was like,
well, you got to put it out there because you got to have some kind of hope.
But then Dame goes down. And Dame,
yeah, I don't
not going to be playing tonight.
I don't expect either of them. Even if they drag this out to seven, maybe if I squint.
And then you also have to take into consideration Chris Middleton keeps getting
he's
hurt,
playing on
and
one
he's
leg.
Playing, and he's playing.
Yeah,
you know. But that the disappointing fact of that is we had high hopes and high expectations, yeah. but we're just unable to live up to them right now. Which that leads to the question of how long is this runway for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think it was always at least 2 years. Three's probably squinting.
Three is squinting because Brooke Lopez, long in the tooth.
Chris
Middleton, long in the tooth. Dame long in the tooth. Like, they're an yeah. older roster, and they're not healthy, and they're not holding up right now.
And they don't have the depth behind them to bolster it.
Yeah.
And that's something I think, even if those guys are healthy, and I think they run through the playoffs, run into Boston, the question I always had was, without the depth, are they too old? And you look around the NBA right now, the teams that went, that are going home are either very old, LA
yeah.
and Phoenix, or very young, New Orleans. Where you're seeing competitive balance is teams that have the mix, where it's Dallas and LA. And then Orlando-Cleveland, Orlando's just incredibly young. But you look at the Cavs, they've got, it's a good mix of guys in prime and younger. There's not a lot of old, and it's going to be very interesting to see not only what kind of comes out of the disappointments in the playoffs and who falls short, but what that roster mix looks like, because the LeBron, Chris Paul led CBAs prior to this one favored younger or older guys and older rosters. Those guys could continue to get paid and make big money. I think you might see a rollback on that, and I think you might see rosters go from being a little bit older to just a little bit younger, much like you see in the NFL now, where yeah. a lot of the better teams are a lot younger.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks.
Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.